Spain. Just to get you into the reality of my country, this is as much as connection as we have with the president. You see a plasma screen. Well, that's as much as connection we have the journalist now with the president, because he doesn't give any press conferences or he's given very few interviews since he's got into power almost 2 years ago. And we also have an interesting situation where we don't have a freedom of information law yet. And I say yet because luckily we have a bill in Congress right now that is being discussed. It's a pretty shitty bill. It has a lot of things that could be improved. But we are lucky that we have the transposition of the Aarhus Convention, which is Law 27-2006. And this case, this success case, started with things like this. These are wildfires in Spain. We have a big, big problem. Just so you get an idea, in a decade, we've basically burnt around half of Belgium, a third of Belgium, in wildfires. So these are how big wildfires are in Spain. There are, in a decade of wildfires between 2001 and 2010, there were around 171,000 wildfires in Spain, and they get pretty wild in the sense that some of them, around 40% of the hectares that are burned by big wildfires, over 500 hectares burned. So what do we have on wildfires? Well, basically we have our Minister of Agriculture showing maps with points, which actually somehow indicates that there's data behind. But not that they gave us the data. He shows a printed screenshot of a of the wildfires happening. That is from last summer. But there are aggregated statistics. If you, in this link, you would be able to see how there are great PDFs that they compile every year, and basically they're all here, dating back to 1968. These are some PDFs that basically have some nice visualizations, and they also have a lot of tables. Well, in this case, you cannot see it well, but they have tables. They have tables with data, right? But this starts with a programmer in Spain called Juan Elosua, who actually said, "Okay, I live in Galicia, which is the northwest of Spain, and I want to know more about this issue that's happening every summer in my country." And reading this website that I just showed you, he actually saw kind of like a big flag, which is Base de Datos Nacional de Incendios Forestales, which means National Database of Wildfires, EGIF. And he thought, okay, well, if there's a database there, they say they have a database, why do they publish PDFs? And he started making requests to get this database using the Spanish implementation of the Aarhus Convention. He decided to take two strategies. First, he got only the data for Galicia, which is the northwest region where most of the wildfires happen. And he got the data pretty quick, in around a month, but just for Galicia. And he thought, okay, I'm going to try the EU strategy. In Spain, because we don't have a freedom of information law, the EU, using the EU regulation to get information is actually faster in many cases, or actually the only way to get information. But in this case, when he asked the Joint Research Center, that depends on the EU Commission, about the database, they said, okay, we need to talk to Spain. And it started a whole communication with Spain, which was kind of like nonsense. So he ended up being directed by the Joint Research Center to Spain, and the Minister of Agriculture ended up giving him the full database. And what he got, basically, is a GIF. It was a full database with around 150 fields of information per wildfire. Again, between 2001 and 2010, around 171,000 wildfires. And what we ended up producing with the Fundación Ciudadana Cibio, which was a foundation that I directed for 2012, was basically a... Oops, I don't know why it doesn't... Just hold on. It was basically an interactive database where we showed in a map... Spain in Flames is the name of the project, where we showed in a map all the wildfires over 100 hectares that were burned. And was basically, we brought from the paper that the minister was showing, we brought it interactive, so you could actually interact with the wildfires happening over this decade. And we actually brought some black and white figures to the reality of wildfires. When I say black and white figures, is that we journalists talk about a lot about figures over the summer, but we don't know what the good figures of hectares burned, how many days it lasted, how many people died, how many people worked, or even how much was the losses. These figures per wildfire were not public up to then, so we basically made it accessible through this interactive website, and also we made accessible part of the database in a simple spreadsheet that could be downloaded with the main fields of information that we deemed important, also kind of like get some highlights on things happening. For example, it was really interesting. If you look at this, I'm not sure if you're aware of this flamenco dancing dresses. This looks a bit like these flamenco dancing dresses, but it actually means those red dots are in, wildfires that are started intentionally, that are started by humans. And this is an area that has not been talked about much, which is in the northwest of Spain, not in Galicia, a bit farther down. And basically all these wildfires have been started intentionally. And we basically brought some attention to some of the areas where the problems were happening. And just so you know, if you see green here, that means it's a natural reserve. So it's actually, it was really interesting that around 20% of the, an analysis of the database showed that around 20% of the land that was burnt was on a specially reserved grounds or lands, protected. The word is naturally protected land, and there you go, 20% are burned. So basically we thought, okay, what the database doesn't allow us to do is to tell why, right? So that basically is basically the fact that they delivered the database allowed us to go into a second step, which is, okay, we're going to go deeper into what happened. So we basically started a crowdfunding campaign that raised around 6,500 euros, and now there's a team working on investigating the whys and basically knowing what happens with these people that start wildfires intentionally. And there comes another issue right now, which is kind of like matching this database to court records, but that's for another talk. And just to get you an idea, when we talked to major stakeholders from NGOs or from other people interested in this, and nobody had the idea of requesting this database. Even Greenpeace had done great work and great reports every summer based on these aggregated statistics, but they have not requested the database. So right now there's some precedent saying that some database has been given in an access format, this can help request more databases on environment information. But there's some issues. It's not so, everything is not so happy. Data was dated to 2010, and you know, we were releasing this in the summer 2012, so that was kind of an issue. And just to give you an idea, the law requests the ministry to have this updated the third term after the fact. So in year 2011 would have to be updated in the third term of 2012, and therefore Juan requested again the data for 2011 in September 2012, and he did not get it until March 2013. So basically this speaks also of how they're not keeping the data up to date or as fast as they could. So there's some work to be done on that and to kind of like push them so they get it done quicker. And the fact is that these are some stats from tuderechosaber.es, which is your right to know website, like Ask the EU here in the European Union, or What Do They Know. And that blue part of the pie chart that you see, that says silencio administrativo, is administrative silence. Even though we have a law that implements the Aarhus Convention, in 58% of the cases, they basically don't reply. It's just silence. And that's a big issue that at least we have to overcome in Spain, because if that happens with a law that already exists, I don't know what will happen when we have a law in the future in a general sense. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Lunch has started, but that's only theoretical lunch. In practice, we're still here. I think